What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast coming at you right now. Host Eddie Greer here, coming to you, as always, from Manhattan, Kansas, folks. And we're approaching the end of the work week, folks. And we're getting closer to seeing, obviously, K-State play another basketball game. They're going to be part of the SEC Big 12 Challenge coming up on Saturday. I'm going to run through all the games here. I'm not going to go in depth with all that stuff. A big weekend of sports, really. I got the SEC Big 12 Challenge all day Saturday. And then, of course, Championship Sunday with the NFL going down this Sunday. You got the Eagles and 49ers. First, well, the 49ers Eagles, because San Francisco is a 2 seed, Philly the 1 seed there. Two former Big 12 quarterbacks going at it there. Hurts, Purdy, Oklahoma, Iowa State. They're going to be going at it for one of the spots of Super Bowl 57. And then in prime time, a lot of you listeners, I'm pretty sure, from KC, your Chiefs at home, getting early, very early Christmas present. Oh, I can't believe I'm talking about Christmas in January. It feels like it anyways with all this cold weather that's coming. Very ice cold weather coming early this week, early next week anyways. Hosting Cincinnati Bengals once again, the sequel to we all know what happened last year. The Bengals are going up in there, went up in there to Arrowhead and stole the joys, the hearts of Kansas City. Will they do it again? Or will KC step to the plate and punch back there? So I'm definitely looking forward to both games, especially that one there with the Chiefs and the Bengals. Of course, your co-host Alex Aiden, Chief Big Chiefs fan. He'll talk about that game. And, of course, plenty more on this week. We got a good one coming at you, the weekly edition of the podcast, episode 142. All right, so Saturday, though, SEC Big 12 Challenge, all starting at 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 East. Auburn taking on West Virginia. Auburn coming in there 15th this week anyways in the country, 16-3. That, against West Virginia, only 11-8 so far here this year. And, of course, 1 o'clock games include second-ranked Alabama. Man. You would think, thinking of Alabama, obviously, the football team, right? But the last, 2 years probably, this Alabama athletics has turned into more of just that. Now they got basketball you got to deal with over there as well. Woo! So, yeah, and they're going to go to Norman to play Oklahoma. And good old head coach Porter Mosier over there. That's a 1 o'clock game there. The other 1 o'clock games are Iowa State, who just beat us in Ames. They got to go on the road to play Missouri, a former Big 12 opponent there as well. Intriguing stuff. Both of those teams have 15 wins, but Iowa State has the ranking, and if they win that, they are definitely going to be moved up next week. Any other 1 o'clock game on the dock, Texas Tech going on the road to Baton Rouge, LSU. Texas Tech 10-9, while LSU sitting there at 12-8. And remember, we beat. I'm recording this just ahead of West Virginia playing Texas Tech, so those records are going to change. West Virginia 11-8, Tech 10-9, and a golden opportunity for Tech to get their first win in conference play there. And we beat LSU early on this year, the part of that Cayman Islands Classic there as well, that hard-fought victory there to win it. So we'll find out what goes on there. And then a couple pair of 3 o'clock games Central Time, which will feature 11th-ranked TCU taking on Mississippi State. TCU 16-4 on the campaign. Mississippi State 12-7 there. And then Arkansas, the other 3 o'clock game, Baylor hosts Arkansas there in the red-hot Baylor Bears. This one was well talked about on my Twitter feed, of how hot the Bears have gotten since we beat them in that thrilling overtime game on the road in Waco. They've started the heat up as well. So the Big 12, again, It sounds like a broken record, but again, top to bottom, the toughest conference, the best conference in the NCAA, in my opinion, as well. So Arkansas 14-6, that's going to be a hard-nosed game there. Pair of 5 o'clock games. This is when we come into play. Yeah, this one is probably actually really, we go down the line here, these next three games could be the best on the dock right here. 10th-ranked Texas, got to go on the road to Rocky Top. Tennessee, they play the Volunteers. Texas, 17-3. Tennessee is 4th in the nation right now, 16-3. Texas, by the way, is 10th right now in the country there heading into this weekend there. And remember, we beat Texas putting up, I still can't believe to this point of the year, we put up 100 points plus on Texas. Woof, that's just baffling to me there. And then the game I'm going to be at, obviously, because yeah, I live here in Manhattan, Kansas, and I'm a K-State alum. Yeah, hell yeah. And I have both of my TTs playing in this game. Florida, come on in the house to the Doom, take on K-State. And we will talk about, obviously, the headliner, Keyontae Johnson, facing his former team. But you know, this was well-circled, even before Keyontae Johnson committed made a decision to come here to Manhattan. So this was already circled before even Keyontae Johnson made his final decision. So this just makes it even a treat for me to go out here and see one of the best players in the college game. So I'm looking forward to that. 5 o'clock, Florida. Florida, like I said, have been up and down. Record shows it, 11-8. But they have one of the better inside post players in the game as well. And Colin Castleton, that matchup, woo, going to be spicy there. And then kid struggling Jayhawks, 9th in the nation, going on the road to Kentucky, where again last year this game in Allen Fieldhouse, Kentucky shot the lights out of the ball in Allen Fieldhouse. They look to add more misery for KU. This game in Kentucky, 16-4 Kansas, 14-6 Kentucky. So they're having a Kentucky like year there, but that can all change right there. And then, of course, that's 7 o'clock Central Time game. And then the final game, which is also 7 o'clock Central, Ole Miss, you know, Oklahoma State. So that's the games there. And Ole Miss, they look like they have the losingest record in this series going in. 9-11, Oklahoma State, reverse that, 11-9 overall. And remember, we beat Oklahoma State here in Manhattan early on, and we still got to go to Stillwater to play those guys. So they made it tough on us. I'm pretty sure they're going to make it tough on us again. We go to Stillwater. So again, a lot more is Florida K-State game on the weekly edition coming up. So I'm going to save that, obviously, for that. I didn't want to dive on too much into that because it was everything around that. And of course, K-State coming off of a loss on the road, 4-point loss on the road to Iowa State in Ames earlier this week. So, but a big, big weekend of sports, man. I'm telling you, big week of sports. So definitely get it in. I'm just looking forward to the weekend in general. Not only that, but Flint Hills basketball is before that on Friday night for me, as they get host kind of a nice name, Kickapoo Nation there as well. That game was supposed to be last week, but apparently the coach forgot and missed a date. The day he thought the game was Wednesday or whatever it was, or tomorrow, whatever it's last weekend. I'm just, oh gosh, you're the head coach. You should have this marked down in front of your calendar. Or so, yeah. But so that my weekend's gonna start Friday, and of course I got an interview as well ahead of that. So I'm looking forward to the weekend. So that it's gonna be a good weekend of sports across the board. And SEC, Big 12 Challenge, I think the SEC won it last year as well. But I think the Big 12's got something. Big 12's got something this year. But there's some good matches on the table. We'll just have to see how that all plays out on Saturday. All day Saturday with the SEC Big 12 Challenge. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it? Wherever you find your podcast, you love what you're listening to. First off, appreciate you. Those of you new to the podcast, of course, welcome on board to Triple P, where we talk K-State sports, all things K-State. If you love what you're hearing, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast there. And if you have a question or anything to get on the show or want to comment on the podcast in general, Find me on Twitter. DM is open at Eddie_EG3. Again, at Eddie_EG3 for the latest there. We definitely want to hear from the listeners. I know we definitely have some long-time listeners, judging off the sheet that I look at every week. So definitely we want to encourage you guys to get your thoughts on the show, or have a question on like men's basketball or even women's basketball or across the board or anything else. You DM me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. And as usual, if you're listening here in Manhattan, KC, or outside those two states, Missouri, Kansas, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. Continue to get that word out there. Continue to get it out there, folks. We're the only K-State podcast post daily content. And yes, that is even with the major K-State podcasts that we listen to that are more experts, that are more closer to the K-State squads. When they talk about football and men's basketball priority, really. So, but yeah, we're posting content daily, 6 days a week, and really seven, because we post every day, mostly. So definitely, you want to stay up to date with the latest on all sports K-State. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, and definitely, if you have not already, make sure you download and check out episode 141 of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer, another edition of PBBD in the books.